Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Man, this NFL versus college football article got destroyed. Sean and RJ on the home of the NFL. It's DFW Sports Station, 105.3 The Fan. Normally, whenever we have this debate, it's me and Roy, pro NFL, versus you and Troy. Probably more a little college football. Y'all went to big-time college football schools. Roy and I did not. Certainly, that plays a part. But yesterday, even I couldn't take the side of this pro NFL writer for Sports Illustrated.
This is Andy Benoit,
who I've liked in the past. I have, but apparently I've overrated him.
Yeah, you've overrated him from this standpoint.
He's a moron. Jeff's in there shaking his head no.
Okay. Andy Benoit wrote one of the worst articles in history. Because it's never good to start out your debate onto why something is better than the other with saying, I've never watched in 6 years. His first sentence, for the past 6 years, I've watched almost every NFL game, aside from a few pre-draft projects, zero college football games. Oh, so you're going to tell me how the NFL is better than college football because you haven't watched any college football.
Read that one more time slowly.
For the past 6 years, I have watched almost every NFL game. And aside from a few pre-draft projects, zero college football games.
What? That's like RJ, a typical RJ statement of, hey, I'm going to tell you why this is better. Have you ever tried it? No.
No.
I haven't. This food's better. Have you ever had it? No, I haven't.
Yeah, this is like, I know nothing about this. I love this. Therefore, this is better than that.
Yeah. Wow. What a stupid way to open up an article.
What a dumb start.
It took me a lot to try to power through the rest of it after he said that.
Yeah. The third sentence was, to me, comparing college to pro is like comparing small town community theater to Broadway.
Shots fired, small town.
No, yeah. I mean, not exactly. It's like not like high school to pro. And then he would dive into, you know, I realize many fans watch football for the glitzy presentation. They love the pageantry of football, the tradition. College football has that pageantry, and it's not close. But his argument is there are those who love its strategy. We see the game as a chess match, only where everybody's pieces are not the same. Those pieces are not confined to individual squares. They're moving all together. I'm sorry. Did they play football in college?
Yeah.
Is there strategy involved in football in college?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, I'm not going to argue that the talent level of the NFL is not better. It is. It's
they're
better.
Professionals.
They're professionals. But to say there's no strategy or not nearly as much strategy in the college game, it's kooky talk. I mean, isn't how the pros get their offensive schemes, doesn't it come from college? Which evidently, in turn, comes from high school. They're running five wide. I mean, the NFL didn't start the five wide experiment. Like, seven-man football did. High school football did. And then college did. And now the NFL's doing it. You get what you get from college. So there's Andy Benoit describing his love for football strategy, where football is played strategically in both levels.
Yeah.
And then he went on to what is a catch. He argues in the NFL, it's 2 feet, which makes perfect sense. In college, it's 1 foot, which doesn't. If a player straddles a sideline as he runs with the ball, his left foot on green grass, his right foot on the white, he's out of bounds. But if he jumps to catch the ball, it comes down with the same left foot on the green and the same right foot on the white, he's inbounds. I'm sorry. Is Andy Benoit trying to somehow tell you that there are no catch rule problems in the NFL here? I'm pretty sure we've heard of a catch rule problem somewhere in the National Football League.
Maybe on the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
In
like,
Green Bay.
Like the NFL doesn't have any idea what a catch is.
Yeah.
Then he goes into jersey numbers.
Jersey numbers.
In the NFL, numbers 20s, 30s, 40s are running backs on offense and defensive backs on defense. Those with 60s and 70s play in the trenches. The teens and the 80s are wide receivers. In college football, you see a running back wearing this. You see jersey numbers at random. Any position player is chaos. This is an actual talking point. Jersey numbers.
You know what this is? And this is, again, I'm pro NFL guy, but
It's July.
I don't know how you knew I was going to say it. This is dead period. This is let's create something. This is let's argue Sandlot and how good it is as a baseball movie. This is just, does Pete Rose belong in the Hall of Fame? It's a joke. It's bad. It's really, really bad. The NFL Network right now is ranking the likability of each quarterback. Not who's the best, not who's the great. The likability of each quarterback. It's desperation time.
And it is desperation time. And it is a total mail-in. Like, he had to, he was contractually obligated to write a July article.
Yes.
And he's like, oh, let me just put this together in 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Because he even went and he spoke to laziness here. The length of game. Quote, for those who study film, the nightmare is putting on a game in which one team had 90 snaps. It feels like stepping out to mow the lawn and finding foot-tall grass. But foot-tall grass is what almost every college game presents. Oh, so you don't like college football because you have to work more to watch college football because you got to study more film.
Yeah.
That's what you're telling me? I mean, if you love football strategy, wouldn't you eat up having to watch more film? Oh, my God, that's amazing. Look at that play. I got 86 of these. Isn't higher scoring and more offense what teams like, what fans like about football? Like, we don't want to see 10-6 games, do we?
No.
Now, I get it. 61-58 is tedious as you know what.
Yes, too much.
It's frustrating.
Yeah.
But there are some really good games out there. And
what about his career lengths? In college, it's 1 to 4 years. Do they have a one and done in college football?
Not in, not in college football.
Can you go after your freshman year into the NFL? Mm-hmm. No?
I don't. Nope. Now you can go from JUCO to JUCO to Division I to the NFL in a year.
Yeah.
But, you got to stay there 3 years.
Man.
Well, you got to say it's 3 years out of high school.
Yeah. Number of players on a roster. Who gives a rip?
Yeah.
What does it matter? 100
players were 53. What's the difference?
What's the matter? It's the same amount of guys on the field playing when the ball snapped.
Last I checked, there's 11 on offense, 11 on defense. The width of the field. I mean, pretty sure that the field is 53 a third yards.
Yeah.
Wide.
So
now,
this
are you going
is,
about the hash marks? Okay. Yeah. I get you there.
This is from Sports Illustrated, why college is superior to the NFL.
And no, it's reverse. Why the NFL's better
than
college.
Why the NFL's better than college. Bad representation of us pro NFLers. Very bad. And his colleague, Andy Staples, saw this, and this gave him a July article to write because he absolutely took him apart and destroyed him with a counter of why college is better than the NFL. It's it was bad. This
got
taken
bad.
Apart yesterday.
Yeah, I feel bad for the people at Sports Illustrated that had to post this on their website.
Yeah.
It's just like this is the second worst opinion I've heard all month. The first was that The Sandlot's not a top five baseball movie.
Hmm.
That was the worst opinion I've heard all month.
So Ben Rogers and
Andy Ben Rogers.
Ben will be real happy to hear that. Sean and RJ here on 105.3 The Fan. So that got taken apart. Roy, did you read any of this? Because I was waiting for you to agree with some of it from Benoit because you're pro NFL like me.
I mean, I did see some of it. Like, he talked about strategy and then kind of went on and on about, hey, you can't prepare for college teams because they got 95 guys and some of them wear three different, wear the same jersey number. I thought it was a bad representation as well.
Jeff Fisher is apparently getting looks as a color analyst.
Yeah.
In the booth.
I'm glad this came out because this is official Jeff Fisher week. This is the week of 7-9, July 9th, 7-9. Jeff Fisher's a 7-9 football coach.
I like that.
So this is official Jeff Fisher week. This is perfect.
He is the one who holds the dubious distinction of suffering more regular season losses than any NFL coach in history. He has pictures of someone somewhere. He has Kellen Moore Linehan pictures on somebody. Because for this guy, lead competition committee, all the head coaching consideration. Now he's going to get an analyst job, apparently, for being the definition. He should not be allowed to talk about any offense during the broadcast. Nothing.
No, absolutely not.
He should only be able to analyze defense because that man set back offensive football maybe more than Rex Ryan did.
Oh, Oh, man, that's fighting words right there. I don't know about that one.
You have to have someone have input on your offense, Jeff Fisher or Rex Ryan.
I'll take Rex. At least Rex has a plan. He wants to run the ball.
Okay.
All right, at least that's a plan. It's a bad plan.
Yeah.
But at least it's a plan. Jeff Fisher just kind of...
And Jeff Fisher been to two Super Bowls, right? One or two?
One.
No, he's only been to one.
Okay, they lost to the Rams?
Yeah.
Okay.
Great Super Bowl.
I mean,
he hadn't been good since he stopped wearing his old Navy tech vest out there on the field.
At one point, he did have like a decent stretch. From 1996 to 2008, he had three losing seasons. So in 13 years, he had three losing seasons.
Because of a very good defense.
No doubt.
And Steve McNair.
Yeah, I'm not denying
that's
that.
That's it.
But that's why Jeff Fisher gets a lot of credit. And people are also like, well, you know, how does he get these coaching considerations? He really only got one other one. He went to the Rams after the Titans, and then no one's really given him a chance since.
Right.
So, or at least that we've seen since 2016. He's been out of the league for 2 years now. You're right. He definitely gets a lot more credit at times than he probably deserves.
I mean, you say he only had three losing seasons.
He had a lot of 8-8. I mean, that's why you say three losing seasons.
He only had
seasons.
Like five winning seasons, yeah. Too.
Did he?
No, yeah, he had six.
Six winning seasons. Okay, yeah, six winning seasons.
But all over 10 wins.
All right, rank Roy, because I know what Choppy will do first.
Mm-hmm.
Fisher, Garrett, Marvin. You got to hire one for 5 years tomorrow, in order.
Probably in that order. Yeah, I'd hire Jeff Fisher before Jason Garrett.
Wait, so
yeah,
you going Fisher, Garrett, Marvin?
Yeah, because at least Jeff Fisher does one side of the ball well.
You would hire Jeff Fisher over Marvin Lewis?
I don't think much of Marvin Lewis.
Marvin Lewis?
At all. Like, you want to talk about the guy that got, I mean, that's been holding on. Like, he should have been fired 3 years ago by Cincinnati.
But I think we forget what it was that he took over.
That's true.
That was the Cleveland Browns. Like, that was the worst franchise in sports.
So you're going Garrett, Marvin, yeah. Fisher.
Jeff Fisher couldn't win. I don't think Jeff Fisher could do anything right now. Like, he's that bad.
Not even mustache class.
No, not even mustache class.
Yeah.
I mean, remember his Hard Knocks. I'm not going 9-7, 10-6. This team's too talented.
He did identify some of that talent that the Rams now have.
And then Sean McVay took it to another level.
If I want to go to
But that's why we're comparing like three awful coaches.
If I want someone to be a coordinator as the head coach, then I'm probably going to have Jason last. If I have my coordinators that I feel good about and I want the CEO, I'm going to have Jason first.
Yeah, if I need
Marvin's a defensive guy. Jeff's a defensive guy. Jason's supposed to be an offensive guy. No one, you know, that ship sailed a long time
ago. He's a message guy.
He's a message guy.
Yeah.
He's a head coach.
He's a keeping the train on the tracks type of guy.
I'd probably go... I can't decide Jason or Marvin 1-2. But Jeff, out. I'm out on Jeff Fisher. He'd be 3. I'd probably go Jason, Marvin, Jeff.
I had a coach tell me, a professional coach, who remain nameless, tell me that the head coach does not coach the players, he coaches the coaches.
Well, that's not true in New England.
No, but that guy is as, you know,
yeah,
control freak as it gets.
Right.
But.
And he can coach every position.
And he can coach every position. I mean, we're talking about the greatest coach that any of us have ever seen in any sport.
Yeah. You see Richie Incognito.
I didn't see this. I saw this, dude. That you wrote this in the email.
Richie Incognito's defending LeSean McCoy, basically. And Roy just had the cringe face. You don't want that guy probably having your back saying, hey, I know the full story. LeSean was in Florida. That's not where this attack on the girl took place. I know the full story. Well, Rich, no one is really accusing LeSean of directly beating up this girl. The accusation out there is that he sent a bunch of goons in there to pistol whip the poor lady. So if I was shady, I might text Richie and be like, appreciate it, but emoji with a finger over the lips.
Thanks for the F, for the effort.
Yeah.
But let's, you know.
Do not abbreviate effort.
No, that was an F for
the
effort.
F.
Shady's there thinking, like, thanks for your help, Papa John. Don't need you at this point. Thanks for stepping in.
Thanks for your help, Papa John.
Yeah, like how Papa John torpedoed again, Papa John's restaurants again, mm-hmm. for his use of the N-word. That's kind of Richie Incognito's doing the same thing. He's getting involved, and it's making it worse.
Okay. I had to connect the dots there.
No, I thought I thought they connected okay, but I can see where sounded over a little bit strange.
Papa John's it.
You did? Boy, he's getting good at just kind of, he's like the girl who just slides that she has a girlfriend into the conversation.
I want to know.
The girl who has a girlfriend?
I know, the girl who has a boyfriend, like she'll just slide that in the conversation. Yeah.
I know what you're insinuating, I'm sliding these things in. How is like referencing Papa John even that?
You just slide it in, it's okay.
Only to you would that be controversial.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.